Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Johnny Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yana Strong, your mob, too deadly? Yes, here we are in Cairns, far north Queensland, Gimoy. We are celebrating Cairns Festival for the week. It's fantastic. Once a year, good celebrations of music, entertainment, and just networking, gathering, and all the above. So with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with a support worker, Marindy Schreiber, for Gubba Music, who've got under the umbrella of Deline Briscoe. And Marindy, yeah, that's her sister. And we're talking a Black Story song. And we're going to talk about this performance happening on Thursday. Tonight. Upstairs, 8 p.m. at the Elixir Music House. And we're going to have a chat now to Marindy. Marindy, good morning. How are you, sis?
Good morning. Thank you. Good, thank you. Thank you for welcoming me to the station.
Thank you. Thank you, my sister.
Really excited. I'm really good, thank you. And I've been, doing a few background stuff.
So, good.
Yeah, excited to be sharing about the Black Story song. Yeah.
Lovely. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
So I'm Gookie Yalanji, and connections throughout this region with different family connections, and just really been working and grounded here on Gimoy Country for many years now, I think for 30-something years, so excited.
So Marindy Schreiber, Nee Briscoe, and your beautiful sister Deline Briscoe, owner director of Gubba Music, has put this show on, Black Story Song, three artists. So let's talk about the three artists. Let's talk about Black Story Song, sister.
Yeah, so Black Story Song is a sort of concert series that really promotes and engages intergenerational, like First Nations singer-songwriters and our international Indigenous allies too. So Deline's kind of been the one that's curated these spaces, and I've been able to help from the sort of local end here and bringing together a few local artists. So we're really excited, to really use these spaces to create, a gentle environment for our stories and our songs to be heard,
Good. Truth, really, fantastic. And the three artists, we've got Wawuman. Tell me about Wawuman, please.
Yeah, Wawuman. So she's a young emerging artist that's kind of just stepping her... getting into her own little field now.
Okay.
So she's got some beautiful music that she creates. She's Yalanji and Gunganji, and she's actually my daughter.
There you go. Come from good genes, then. She'd be deadly. She'd be deadly.
From her first tour
good.
And down south, and this will be the first kind of official gig that she's bringing. She did a couple of numbers over at Yaraba Festival on the weekend,
yes,
and now she'll be activating here with alongside the other artist.
And that's her stage. That's her stage name, Wawuman. And then you have Jessie Grainer.
So Jessie Grainer is a beautiful lady that has Mullaridgee links up here where Mariba and throughout the Cape. She's got other sort of cultural connections and ties, but she's been a lady that's been instrumental in bringing some beautiful song spaces with women. I know from the desert right through here. So
good.
And she's just come back from as a delegate from the Toronto. I think it's Toronto.
Yes.
In Canada, they had a big, beautiful First Nations arts and cultural gathering, international gathering of First Nations artists. So she was sort of there representing. And our mob over that way. So
beautiful,
excited
beautiful.
Excited to hear her beautiful music, very grounded in country and grounded in love. So
beautiful. Yeah, and then we have Zarina Hugs. Who's this deadly sister?
Yes, yeah, so most people locally here in the Cairns area would know her as Torina, but she's a beautiful Cook Island lady that Good. Also, you know, we like to, you know, this Black Story Song series is about bringing First Nations mob, international and local, together to celebrate and kind of look at our commonalities and see how we can bring our stories together, but also create some moments where there's that beautiful way of healing and moving through different, I guess, different generational histories, you know?
Deadly.
And,
beautiful.
We decided to make this, you know, beautiful place available for people to access beautiful Black Story Song to, you know, keep our stories and our songs alive.
Beautiful. Yeah. So Black Story Song performing tonight, Thursday, 4th September, Alexa Music House. That's at 8 p.m. upstairs, but you do have early performance downstairs. Can you paint that picture, please, sister?
Yeah, so early performances will be a couple of Rainforest Mob from up that way. So you've got the Rainforest Boogie and Nene and the Mullerudji Band. So they'll both be activating downstairs from
Good.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
So there'll be meals and everything provided. If anyone wants to come and have a meal there first before they come upstairs at 8 o'clock.
Good.
For the Black Story Song series. So start off with Tropical Blaze downstairs and then up to Black Story Song
upstairs. Beautiful.
So
fantastic. So
the
is there,
house will be full. Basically.
House will be full. Stand back, wait your turn. And so is there a cost to come in?
No cost. It's free.
Okay.
It's just come and just bring your hearts. That's the only cost.
Lovely. So the food's included. Food's included as well. Is that right?
No, food's not included.
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Available for purchase.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So that's all happening.
Yeah.
Elixir Music House tonight from 6 p.m. Tropical Blaze event that's downstairs, Rainforest Boogie, Nene Mullerudji Band, and also upstairs at 8 p.m. we have Black Story Song with the Deadly Wild Woman, Jessie Grainer and Zarina Huggs, two deadly sisters.
Yeah, a feast of First Nations.
Yeah, exactly. And this is all next door to Boomajar there in Abbott Street.
That's it.
Well, thank you for yarning. Thank you very much. Big shout out to the Deadly Artists, our three sisters, and the two Deadly Rainforest Boogie and Nene Mullerudji Band. Thank you, my sister, for sharing. Marindy Schreiber, you're too deadly. And big shout out to your beautiful sister, Delina Briscoe. Deline Briscoe, Gubba Music, too deadly sister.
Yo, thank you so much. Take care.
Okay,
hey.
Take care.
Have a good day, and we'll see you all tonight.
Okay, bye bye. Deadly Yarn, beautiful yarn. That's Marindy Schreiber, support worker for Deline Briscoe, Gubba Music, and providing this fantastic event, Black Story Song, three artists, three deadly women, Wild Woman, Jessie Grainer, and Zarina Huggs, performing 8 p.m. Elixir Music House upstairs at 8 p.m. But before that, at 6 p.m. downstairs, Tropical Blaze is the event, and we have Rainforest Boogie and Nene Mullerudji Band. So, look, free of charge, come on in, and there's drinks and food to purchase. So there it is, make it a night out, celebrating part of Cairns Festival. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation Radio Station, here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, as BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, Yarn Up Strong on National Talk Black.
Mother told me, now you take care of the sister. Mother told me, stay in the boundary, cause it's dark and cold and not an easy road home. Dangerous scrub when all the trees are overgrown.
Yamo
told me, Yamo told me, stay in the boundary, cause it's dark and cold and not an easy road home. Dangerous scrub and all the trees are overgrown. Now rules are meant to be broken, isn't that what they say? Stepping out a little short and hurt nobody. Pick your feet over the border, test the water. Stepping out a little short and hurt nobody. Pick your feet over the border, test the water. Way home, way home.
side clouds cover the night. Gotta get changes this direction. No yearn for mom's affection. It's getting lonely and cold.
Yeah.
Where are we to go? Reflecting
yeah.
back on my grandfather's John, I remember what he told.
It's
getting lonely and cold.
Yeah.
Where are we to go? Reflecting
yeah.
back on my grandfather's John, I remember what he told. Way home, way home,
way home.
Firefly has got the light. Way home, way home,
way home.
Firefly has the light to see. Tita, Nyamo told me, stay in the boundary, 'cause dark and cold and not an easy road home.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
In the 1960s, many people fought for their basic human rights. The right to walk into shops, cinemas, try on clothes, swim in a public pool, to buy a cuppa from a local cafe, and of course the right to vote. They are part of the movement changing the world. One man, Eddie Kweke Mabo, took the fight to the highest establishments in the land. He challenged the most powerful laws of the country. A legacy of a courageous man, a freedom fighter, a deep thinker, a free spirit, a father, son and brother. A person connected to the history and a visionary that saw long into the future. He knew that things must change for his people.
The messenger breathes his truth with the native tongue. For the future, the journey, an important one. His story was one about birthright. History will remember this great fight. That moment, Terra Nullius abolished, planted a seed for our people to be acknowledged. Inspire minds with missions of sovereignty. Reclaim our heritage, reclaim our identity. A warrior stands for its beliefs. What is a chief if he never learns to lead? Carry the flags, burn a memoir created for us, and tell our stories so our children believe. George Mai said we deserve the best. The time for change is here, stand proud and show our strength. And in this moment may we never forget those who fought the battles for us to get respect. Sight, a legacy of Jew and a great fight. Let's not forget David Passy, who shares this moment. The spear that broke a system, so heroic. They are the leaders of which the future will remember. History is the story we speak. The names run deep in your veins. Speak of a world where culture remains. June 3, let us march in unity. A single moment that defined our identity. Carry the flags, burn a memoir created for us, and tell our stories so our children believe. Malu Wap said we deserve the best. The time for change is here, stand proud and show our strength. And in this moment let us never forget those who fought these battles for us to get respect.
Thank you.
What's the color of our flag? Red, black, and yellow. What's the color of our flag? Red, black, and yellow.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
Come and celebrate the Yumi Arts First Nations Big Talk One Fire Cultural Festival. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, a day of celebration, sharing, storytelling, song, dance, art, workshops, food and yarning. A family-friendly free event. Yumi Arts annual Big Talk One Fire Festival. Saturday, 30th of September, Munro Martin Parkland.
Station sponsor.
Hey, which way are you, mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kat yendaba bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Yeah, Deadly Track there, Island Talk, Miles Bing here on your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? I look beautiful, great news. Cheaper essential items for Queensland remote communities. The Albanese government is delivering on its commitment to reduce cost of living pressures in remote First Nation communities, with stores across northern Queensland and the Torres Straits offering cheaper groceries for customers. From Doomadgee in the west to Palm Island in the east, from Pompera in Cape York to Boigu Island in the Torres Straits, residents can buy cheaper groceries thanks to the government's low-cost essentials subsidy scheme. Now, with that, I'm going to catch up with Yarn now with our deadly sister, beautiful sister, Senator, the Honourable Melandiri McCarthy, Minister for Indigenous Australians and Senator for Northern Territory. And we have Melandiri on the line. Good morning, sister. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Trev, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you for coming to the program. Well, I'm well. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Sure. My name's Melandiri McCarthy. I'm a Yanyuagaro woman from Borroloola in the Gulf Country. And I'm the Senator for the Northern Territory and also so delighted to be the Minister for all our mob right across Australia.
Yeah, beautiful. And look, fantastic news, my sister, in regards to cheaper essential items for Queensland remote communities. Look, we're struggling across the board, but this could help in hip hop as well as in regarding our good spirits, you could say, Melandiri.
You're right. You're so right, Trev. I've been working on this for quite a number of years. And I'm so excited that we've got 30 stores plus in far north Queensland. And I'm trying to keep working on it for across with Western Australia, with South Australia, with the Northern Territory. You might have really kicking goals over there. And this is going to be so important with those stores, Trev, that people are going to notice, you know, the savings of nearly, you know, up to 50%, nearly half.
Beautiful.
And it'll be similar to, so if you're, you know, if you're in Kalinyama, for example, your prices are going to be similar to the nearest capital or nearest city, which is Cairns.
Exactly.
So it's going to make a big difference. And it'll be on the essential items, Trev. I just want to make that clear. Like, it won't be on bicycles or washing machines and things like that or fridges.
No.
It's actually on food items, yeah.
Well, which is essential, of course, you know. And when you look at the distance in regarding remotes, every time something is sent up there, the cost of it goes higher. And that's what I'm picking up in regarding custom costs, bringing back to normal prices to people in the cities like Cairns.
Absolutely. I mean, this is part of what I've been trying to drive with Closing the Gap, you know, making sure if people don't have good food choices and cheaper food choices, then, of course, they're going to eat foods that are going to be no good for them.
Exactly.
You know, we've got so much in terms of the problems with kidney dialysis, you know, heart disease, diabetes. So this is also about making sure that we have good food choices and at cheaper prices.
Lovely. So the Albanese Labor government investing, how much would you say in regard to investing in this fantastic movement?
Yeah, no, it's a massive investment. We're investing $50 million over 4 years, Trev,
yes. Okay.
to improve remote food security, but also it's a cost of living issue. Lots of the topics, people talk about cost of living in the mainstream, but they forget about our mob too, you know?
Exactly.
And so my focus is on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, wherever you are, and this is a really, really critical policy that I'm trying to roll out across the country.
So when will this come into play, Sister?
Well, pretty much straight away. Trev.
Okay, lovely.
So I'd be interested to know. I mean, I'm happy to say a few of the names if you like. You
yeah, know, please, Arrakoon. Go ahead, yes.
Yeah, in Cape York, it'll be Arrakoon, Bamaga, you know, the Little Bush Pantry in Cowan, Hopevale Supermarket, the Kawanyama Supermarket, the Lockhart River Supermarket, Marpoon Local, Napranum Local, Pomperau Supermarket, Woodjul Woodjul Local, and you've got Doomadgee Supermarket, Palm Island. I'm not sure how to pronounce the supermarket in Palm Island, but it's BWGCOLMAN Supermarket in Palm Island.
Yep. Don't go breaking your door trying to pronounce it, but the fact that they're getting discount price now, which is deadly.
Oh, no. But I better learn how to say it, so I might ring the Palm Island mob to let me know.
Exactly. This is fantastic. And look, I see it. We are in the 21st century, 2025, and our people are struggling in that sense because they're living remotely. It's like they're being punished for living remotely. So this $50 million investment is an investment. It's not an expense, is it?
Well, it's about daily life. I want people to know that they don't have to worry about their foods and essential items. And that means in the Torres Straits too, Trev. You know, we've got Bardu Island, Boigu, Erib, Horn Island, Mabuiag, you know, Mer Local. So there's all, you know, pretty much a large number of stores in the Torres Straits have also signed up to this.
Yes.
So your mob on the Torres Straits who are listening, it's happening there too.
Beautiful. That's fantastic. Well, hats off to you. Congratulations, team effort. You're doing a great job there, my sister. And they say the best exercise for your heart is when you're bending down, lifting somebody up, sister.
Oh, bless you. And can you, Trev, can you just check in with your listeners maybe in a couple of months? And
sure, please get some conversations going. Yes, feedback.
Let me know.
And we'll let you know directly how things are going.
Yeah, I want to know, and if it's not happening, they need to let me know, you know, and I'm sure that won't be the case.
Lovely.
Because these stores are committed, and they've signed up to it, and they've agreed to it. But just in case there's any other issues, please let your listeners know. Tell them to tell you, and you'll tell me.
I'll tell you, for sure. We'll have that yarn, my sister, baby. Be good yarn, I'm telling you. Melandiri, you take care, sis. All the best, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Okay. See you, Trev.
Bye-bye, darling. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Senator, the Honourable Melandiri McCarthy, Minister for Indigenous Australians and Senator for Northern Territory. And yes, it's relieved. It's out there. Cheap essential items for Queensland remote communities. Up to $50 million the Albanese Labor government has invested. And we're talking about 152 remote stores from across Northern Australia, up in Cape York, Torres Straits, and across there to Northern Territory side as well. Fantastic. It is exciting. For more information, Food Security in Remote First Nations Communities, NIAA. So do suss it out through that organisation. To Deadly Mob, this is your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bully one. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host of your Deadly program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob too deadly. Thinking about your body next to mine. Butterflies gonna keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember. Hey, you mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. All right.
is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. O is to overcome the obstaculizations. N is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R is to recognize from the past the injustices, recognizing the cost of what they did to our ancestors, recognizing the pain that was felt and that was fought, recognizing the distance from putting change into thought, recognizing the sacrifice it takes to break a war, recognizing the names of our elders up on the wall, recognizing the fathers, how they passed down to their sons, recognizing don't be the bullet, be the gun, son. Ah, to indigenize information on the board. Ah, to indigenize situations from afar. Oh, it's to overcome the obstacles of life, overgliding like I was Greg Inglis in full flight. Is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Nationalize through education, reconciliation. Takes a generation to lead the nation. From the beginning, we're still here like the Southern Cross Constellation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize we were sold when we were bought. Recognizing the history the children were never taught. Ah, to indigenize the way that we teach. Indigenize the way that our kids perceive the streets. Indigenize to debate the facts with no lies. Indigenize the amount of our constitutional rights. Intruding on conversations about our culture when it's white. Indigenize the intentions of turning day into night. Ah, to identify there's no law for sniffing paint. Ah, to identify institutionalized hate. Oh, it's to overcome a government that waits. Overcome the odds like you're a halo above the state before it's too late. Remember, live before you take. Override the hate like you were Blade deciding fate. And it's for nowhere near never giving up. It's like we've taken the very last sip from the very queen's cup. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize. Ha, to indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome, and it's to nationalize. Oh, it's to recognize, ah, to indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome, and it's to nationalize.
Bye. my best friend. Yes, you are. You're my best friend. You see me go every day. Yeah, I pick you up in my arms when you cry.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. My people have lost
their life. From diving for pearl shell, for purpose, for money. This working place, you me call them, all ground or key.
Aki manda na I black swan aye.
Deadly track there, Black Swan and Signe Ripu here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. Yarn Up Strong, look at headline news here. SBS, Indigenous charges laid, but camp sovereignty on high alert amid fears of another attack. At Melbourne's camp sovereignty, there's grief and anger, but there's also resilience. At Melbourne's camp sovereignty, there's an air of resilience. Days after it was attacked, Aboriginal people and allies have pitched its tents around the sacred fire, vowing to protect and protest site and each other. Supporters say about 20 new tents have been set up in the past day. People share food, others bring fuel for the generator or collect leaves for the fire. Maori women have established a large tent for healing. Whenever something hurts the community, it brings us all together. And supported Natalia Farah, who has been at the camp every day since the attack. There's grief and anger and fear, but people are very resilient and very adamant to stay. Violence at Camp Sovereignty on Sunday night. About 30 men dressed black stormed Camp Sovereignty after an anti-immigration rally in Melbourne CBD. Police allege Thomas Sewell, leader of the neo-Nazi group of the National Socialist Network, NSN, led them. Sewell has been charged with 25 offences, including violent disorder and array of after being interviewed on Tuesday over the alleged attack. At a bail application hearing at the Melbourne Magistrate Court on Wednesday, Detective Senior Counsel Sarah Pascoe said members of the network held down occupants of the camp and began to kick them. He said another person was struck with a pole, kicked and punched by members of the network. So there it is, 2025, the world we live in. Have you saying Yana Strong? Maybe you want to talk about that here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Once again, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black.
I was born when I was lost, broken mind and broken soul. Pray for rain to wash my sins. Angels long gone searching cuts my skin. I'm only. Said I'm only for good. Said I'm here to
tasted love, I tasted pain. Ooh. Testimony,
I've got truth.
Yes, I do. Now it's time to heal. I'm overdue.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, to Delhi, that number again, 1-800-422-416. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, your host of your Delhi program, National Talk Black, and live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. BBM Bumabrit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. If you just missed the good news, cheap essential items for Queensland remote communities. I had a Daily Yarn this morning with Senator the Honourable Malandiri McCarthy, Minister of Indigenous Australians and Senator for Northern Territory. And the Albanese government has invested $50 million over 4 years to improve remote food security, including reduced cost essential items up to 150 remote stores, Cape York, Torres Straits, and even up there to Dumiji, my mob up there, thank you very much, and Palm Island, Bulgaman Supermarket. So, look, fantastic. Congratulations. And the work that she's doing is great for our mob, for our people. So from Dumiji in the west to Palm Island in the east, from Pomperia in Cape York to Boigu Island, Torres Strait, residents can buy cheaper groceries thanks to government's low-cost essential subsidies scheme. So that's all up and running now. Love to have feedback, you mob. Please communicate with us here on your daily program, National Talk Black. With that, Trinity Trevor's going to sign off for today's program. Thank you for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon, you mob. Too deadly. Thanks for your company. So proud
to be you.